It's Monday, December 19th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The FTC's focus on those who play fast and loose with data, an update on the ransomware task force, and a big reason for the tightness of the labor market that's going unmentioned. This is the Business of Tech. Axios had a rare interview with Samuel Levine, director of the Federal Trade Commission's Bureau of Consumer Protection. The focus? The agency won't hesitate to sue companies that play fast and loose with customers' data. Quote, "We are not afraid to take companies to court," Levine told Axios. "We are not afraid to litigate." "Yes, we're a government agency," he said, "but the FTC is also, in the words of former FTC chair Michael Perchtuk, the greatest public interest law firm in the country." Quote, "We try to focus on cases where we can have the most impact. We want to send a message to other companies in the marketplace." Let's quote the article further. Levine, a top deputy of tech industry critic FTC chair Lina Khan, is playing a pivotal role in shaping the agency's potential new rules on commercial surveillance, which includes the targeted advertising that drives so many online business models. Those rules also focus on data security, and privacy advocates see them as an essential means to restrain industry abuses in the absence of a federal online privacy law. The agency could issue guidance next year. Why do we care? So the FTC is cracking down on data usage. Sure, they'll focus on big companies primarily. That sets up a framework for other companies, particularly smaller ones, to leverage in their legal proceedings. And that's why we care. I've said a couple of times this year how I believe data management is a space to offer services in. One can see the walls closing in, making the bounds of acceptable behavior smaller, and thus space to help customers leverage their data more effectively and safely. I'm highlighting this space further. The Joint Ransomware Task Force, established as part of the landmark incident reporting legislation signed into law by President Joe Biden earlier this year, held its second meeting last Wednesday and unveiled a series of working groups focused on specific areas of the digital epidemic, the most concrete action taken to date by the Work in Progress group. In particular, let's highlight two working groups. Measurement. Collecting data and metrics that will improve the cybersecurity community's collective understanding of ransomware affecting U.S. organizations and trends associated with actors, victims, and impacts, which will in turn inform U.S. government actions to counter the threat, provide more actionable guidance, and evaluate progress. And partner engagement, expanding operational collaboration and multidirectional intelligence sharing between JRTF members and non-governmental partners, including the private sector and the international community, to more effectively prevent, detect, and respond to evolving ransomware campaigns. Why do we care? Ever so slow forward progress from the federal government. Progress, nonetheless. We care to watch for the outputs of these working groups and an opportunity to contribute to the process. Here's a dream. Wouldn't it be nice to have a more formalized set of data and metrics to collect that was industry-defined? So, something striking from the news conference last week with Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell. Let me quote from Axios. Quote, "Close to a half a million who would have been working died from COVID," Powell said while talking about the U.S. labor shortage. In a footnote to a speech he gave on November 30th, Powell estimates that 400,000 working-age Americans died in excess of what was anticipated pre-pandemic. Compared to pre-pandemic projections, around 3.5 million people are effectively missing from the American workforce, as Powell explained in that speech at the Brookings Institution. This number includes older workers who left the labor force earlier than expected. Quote, these excess retirements might now account for more than $2 million of the shortfall, he said. The other $1.5 million comes from a decline in immigration and a surge in deaths. Overall, 1.09 million Americans lost their lives to COVID-19, according to Johns Hopkins data. Why do we care? I wanted to highlight this hard reality. One reason why there is a labor shortage is that there are fewer laborers because they died. That's a horrific reality. I felt it necessary to say this because there are many other reasons thrown around for the lack of workers. And yet this is an important headline. I bet you think working with Cisco is hard. They're big and have so much going on, and you're smaller. That's why there's Cisco Partner Journeys, an innovative new digital experience designed to accelerate your engagement with Cisco. Each unique journey leads you to the best tools, services, programs, and portfolio offerings to help you accelerate sales, build a practice, and enhance profitability. Whether you are new to Cisco or a longtime partner, Cisco has the right journey for you. Interested? Visit CiscoPartnerJourneys.com to find out more. Thanks for listening. As we close out the year, today is National Hard Candy Day. Let's continue with the tasty treats. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.